I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. In today's episode, some quick takeaways from the World Junior Hockey Championship, plus, strange as this would be today, ranking right wingers by tiers. So, before we get to that, let's start with the World Junior Hockey Championship, after Team USA defeated Canada 2-0 to win the gold medal. Start, American center Trevor Zegras is awesome. He can probably play for the Anaheim Ducks now, can he? I understand that in the old days, he might spend some time in the AHL, but Zegras is skilled enough to play for Anaheim, even if it's maybe on the wing to start. When I look at that Ducks depth chart, there should be room for at least a look. Sonny Milano or Nick Delorier, I guess, but Zegras has a chance to be a real playmaker in the NHL. And given the uncertainty over the AHL this season and taxi squads, you know, he has to be there. What I particularly liked about Zegras in the gold medal game was his attitude. He said before the game that he didn't think Canada, which had been dominant throughout the tournament, he didn't think they'd been tested. Well, and then he set about testing them. In the epic shift that put the USA on the path to the first goal of the game, Zegras came into the offensive zone and just kept attacking. Scoring chance, puck back to the point, win a race to a loose puck, another scoring chance. Eventually, Alex Turcotte tipped in a weak point shot, but it was Zegras' command of that shift that stood out. He wasn't intimidated, he wasn't backing down, and instead was challenging the team that had effectively been the tournament bully, and they couldn't handle him. Now, one point of caution is that players lighting up the World Juniors do not necessarily make great pros. They could be, but as Casey Mittelstadt supporters can tell you, it doesn't always happen. Zegras led the tournament scoring with 18 points in 7 games, but a small sample tournament, and as fun as the hockey is, it's not as disciplined as the National Hockey League. Having said all that, I'd be interested in Zegras as a late-round sleeper for fantasy, even for this season. Maybe his offense won't translate right away, but he's a smart, competitive playmaker. If the Ducks put him on a wing with Ryan Getzlaff and Ricard Raquel, for example, wouldn't that line have a chance to make some noise? It's at least worth considering. So who else from the tournament is headed to the pros? Bowen Byram, the Canadian defenseman, will join the Colorado Avalanche. And the question isn't so much whether Byram is ready. He was the best defenseman in the tournament. And he had 123 points in 117 games for Vancouver in the WHL over the past 2 seasons. How does Byram fit with the Avalanche right now? See, the Avalanche are a team that, you know, probably Stanley Cup favorites going into the season. And on their blue line, they have Kale Makar and Sam Girard, Devon Taves, Eric Johnson, Ryan Graves, and Ian Cole. Prospect Connor Timmins is knocking on the door. So where does Byram fit? They just plug him in and move around some of the other guys, Johnson and Graves and Cole, giving them rest and, you know, making sure that Byram can kind of get as many reps as he can, because he's going to be a long-term fixture on that blue line. It's going to be something to see Byram and Makar on that blue line for a long time together, but it will be really interesting to see how the Avs play it this season specifically. Dylan Cousins was Canada's best skater in the tournament, and I already had the expectation that he was going to be in Buffalo this season. I think he was pretty close to making the team last year. Given that he has since developed even more and played great at the World Juniors, you have to expect that he's going to be a regular in Buffalo this season. My projections had Cousins starting in a third line role, and that seems the safe play. Maybe with Victor Olofsson and Sam Reinhart ahead of him on the right side, if that's where there's an opening for him. But he's also probably upwardly mobile if he shows that he can play well right off the start. Winnipeg Jets defenseman Ville Heinola had a strong showing for Finland. Before the tournament, he had 14 points in 19 games in Liga, in the Finnish league. So he's probably going to have a chance in Winnipeg this year. The Jets already have a relatively shaky blue line, and Heinola did have 5 points in 8 games for them last season. I'm not sure what his fantasy value is for this season, but long term, he could be really important for the Jets and could have some value for fantasy, because he has great patience with the puck, a real heady player. And so you could see Heinola quarterbacking a Jets power play at some point. The U.S. win in the gold medal game was backed by goaltender Spencer Knight, 13th pick in the 2019 draft, and it's not often goalies are getting taken that high anymore. And he has great numbers at Boston College, and he's probably going to be ready for pro hockey soon. And where will that leave the Florida Panthers, were tied to Sergei Bobrovsky basically forevermore. It probably depends on whether Bobrovsky can bounce back this season. If he's as bad this season as he was last, then they'll be looking for an escape plan, and certainly Spencer Knight will ease that escape for them. On the other hand, if Bobrovsky bounces back and is really good, well, that then makes it a little more challenging for Knight to step into the National Hockey League in a significant role. And, you know, further complicating matters for the Panthers is that Canadian netminder Devon Levy was a seventh-round pick last summer. He was dominant in the tournament, had a .964 save percentage in seven games. He's going to be headed to Northeastern University. And, you know, he's more of a long-term prospect, but pretty good position for the Panthers to be in when it comes to goaltenders for the future. It's just a matter of what they've got for their goaltender of the present that kind of hangs over all that. Another couple of prospects that I do wonder about for this season, Alex Turcotte from Team USA and Quinton Byfield from Team Canada, both Los Angeles Kings prospects. You know, given what the Kings have up front, could there be room for one or even both of them to get a look? I haven't projected either one to be on the Kings roster this year, but admittedly, that is maybe not factoring in the likelihood that junior hockey would be shut down into February. And if that's the case, maybe the Kings would decide that Byfield's development is enhanced by sticking in the National Hockey League. You know, if you have the choice between, well, let's keep Trevor Moore or keep, Quinton Byfield, maybe the play is that this guy you expect to be a cornerstone piece on your team, you'd rather have him develop in the National Hockey League instead of a junior hockey season that who knows if it's actually going to happen. So coming up next, I have released my full fantasy projections on scottcullenhockey.substack.com. I'm going to finish my breakdowns covering right wing rankings by tiers. Are we ready for some football? College football season is wrapping up. The NFL is headed into the playoffs, and there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. Give them $1,000, they'll put another $500 in your account. It's a great time for sports. You know, the world around us may be a mess, but we've got playoff college football. We've got the National Football League playoffs are coming. We've got NBA season is in full swing, and the National Hockey League is starting up soon. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. . 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get podcasts. Send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So let's get to the right wing rankings by tiers. Without further ado, we'll go to Tier 1. We have Patrick Kane, Steven Stamkos, David Pastrnak, and Mitch Marner. Now, we've gone through all the other positions, and usually at the very top tier, everything's pretty steady. You know, reliable guys at the very top. And even at the top tier of right wing, there's a little bit of risk involved, even at this very high end. Kane is a super reliable point producer, and he will probably find a way to score again this season, no matter how bad Chicago is as a team. However, it's a little bit more difficult to be optimistic about Kane when Chicago is missing centers Jonathan Toews and Kirby Dach to start the season. Stamkos has 250 points in the past three seasons, is one season removed from scoring 45 goals. He might be my dark horse pick for the Rocket Richard. We assume that that Austin Matthews and Alex Ovechkin are the two favorites. Stamkos could be a bit of a dark horse for value there. Anyway, but with Nikita Kucherov out, you know, Stamkos and Braden Point are probably going to be expected to carry Tampa Bay's attack. Now, Pastrnak is a brilliant talent, one of the premier goal scorers in the game. He's also looking at missing a month as he recovers from offseason surgery. Pastrnak would probably be my first pick if he was not going to miss that time. Marner has 161 points in 141 games in the past two seasons. And he's playing alongside Matthews, which is a pretty great spot for a really skilled playmaker. Let's move it down to Tier 2. We've got Mikko Rantanen, Blake Wheeler, Andrei Svechnikov, Patrick Laine, and Mark Stone. You know, Rantanen is probably pushing Tier 1 as long as he stays healthy. He missed some time last season, and that's probably the one thing keeping him back, because he has 212 points in 197 games in the past three seasons. That's really productive. Obviously, you know, when you're riding shotgun with Nathan MacKinnon, it's a good place to be too. Blake Wheeler, he's 34 years old, but still really productive. His past three seasons, he has 247 points in 234 games. Svechnikov is the rising star, who has a chance to be a Tier 1 player, but he's just 20, so it could be a year or two before he's right in the mix for top spot. But incredibly talented and continuing on the rise as he heads into his third season. Laine is a wild card. He scored on 18% of his shots in his first two seasons, 12.3% of his shots in the past two seasons, and apparently wants out of Winnipeg. So could be an interesting season, but with Paul Stastny coming back to Winnipeg, expectations should be reasonably high for Laine. And Stone is an outstanding all-around player, but probably a little bit better for real hockey than fantasy hockey in terms of the stats that he produces don't always translate for fantasy. And so we will move from there to Tier 3, where we've got Elias Lindholm, Timo Meier, Alex DeBrincat, Travis Konecny, and Brendan Gallagher. You see, by Tier 3, the values are already changing. It seems right wing seems a little iffier compared to the other positions. You know, in Tier 3, we've got good players, but maybe not the star upside of the top couple tiers. Lindholm has been impressive in two seasons with the Flames, scoring 56 goals and 132 points in 151 games. It's good. He plays some center too, but certainly the fantasy value lies with him at right wing. Meier is a productive player, 73 goals in the past three seasons, and he generates shots at a high level, but he's never had a season with more than 10 power play points. It's probably the next step to Meier getting big numbers offensively. DeBrincat is a pocket-sized sniper. Went from 41 goals to 18, but he only shot 8.7% last season. That's not likely to happen again. Konecny has 24 goals in three straight seasons and had a career-high 61 points in 66 games last season. He's moving into the spotlight for the Flyers. Gallagher is a disturber who's also an impact player at even strength, but like his center Philippe Deneau, does not have a significant role on the Montreal power play. Let's move into Tier 4. We've got Kevin Fiala, William Nylander, Tom Wilson, Evgeny Dadonov, and TJ Oshie. It's taken some time, but it looks like Fiala is ready for stardom in Minnesota. Finished last season with 14 goals and 26 points in his last 18 games. Nylander had a career-high 31 goals last season, rebounding from his miserable 2018-2019 season. Wilson is a unicorn. He's a rare complimentary scorer who's a big hitter. And, I mean, rare in the fact that he skates as well as he does for that size. He's also a walking suspension risk. But you kind of get what you pay for there, both as the Washington Capitals and if you pick him in fantasy. Dadonov has been very productive in Florida after returning from the KHL and should be a frontline player in Ottawa, though I doubt that he will have line mates as good as Alexander Barkov and Jonathan Huberdeau this season. So maybe keep that in mind. And then TJ Oshie has at least 25 goals in four of the past five seasons, also plays a pretty physical game that gives him some fantasy value. So up next, I'll continue with the rest of the right wing rankings. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They have a bunch of great flavors. My favorites, peanut butter brownie and salted caramel. They're all low fat, low carb, high protein, all in a convenient bar. They've added six new flavors. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. I've been trying to shed quarantine pounds in an outdoor boot camp for the past couple of months, and I've had some success, but I leaned right into it with Built Bar as part of my post-workout routine. Give my muscles the protein boost they need. So go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. You get 20% off your next order. That's BuiltBar.com. And use promo code LOCKEDON to save 20% off your next order. Enjoy the best protein bar on the planet. This week on the Locked On NHL podcast, get ready for the start of the regular season with Sarah Avampato and the Locked On NHL season preview series. Previews of all 31 NHL teams, division by division, and who to pick up and drop in your fantasy leagues, courtesy of Locked On Fantasy Hockey host Scott Cullen. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get podcasts. Also, check out Locked On Bets, a new, quick, informative daily take on the world of sports betting. So send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. Show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to send me an email, direct it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. We will continue with more right-wing tiers. Tier 5, Sam Reinhart, Kyle Palmieri, Riley Smith, Jakub Voracek, Brock Besser. Some pretty solid secondary options here. Reinhart's a heady playmaker. His upside would probably be more appealing if he's playing with Jack Eichel, and at least initially, that doesn't look like it'll be the case in Buffalo. Palmieri has 5 straight seasons with at least 24 goals, and he hits enough too, but obviously his upside could be better if New Jersey's top centers appeared up to the task of leading the way offensively. Smith is a terrific and underrated two-way player who had a career-high 27 goals for Vegas last season. Voracek, still a quality playmaking winger, but he doesn't score goals. His career-high is 23. He last scored more than 20 in 2014-2015. Besser would rate higher if he could stay healthy. He misses at least a dozen games per season. Into Tier 6, Oliver Bjorkstrand, Anthony Mantha, Alexander Radulov, Clayton Keller, and Victor Olofsson. Bjorkstrand busted out last season, scoring 21 goals in 49 games, and he's a great two-way winger. Should have a big role in Columbus. Mantha had 38 points in 43 games last season. And doing that for a Detroit team that is awful, that says something. He still feels like he has untapped potential. Radulov had back-to-back 72-point seasons before falling to 34 last year. Even at age 34, I think he can still be dangerous. Coyotes need more from Keller. Scored 65 points as a rookie, then 47, then 44 in the next two seasons. They need much more along the lines of his rookie production. Olofsson has 46 points in 60 career NHL games and could start the season on the line with Jack Eichel and Taylor Hall. When you're looking at good places to start the season, that's right up there. Tier 7. Now we're starting to head into some questionable territory. Patrick Hornqvist, Phil Kessel, Michael Granlund, Tyler Toffoli, Kyler Yamamoto. Hornqvist is a veteran crease crasher, 34 years old, and has had some trouble staying healthy now, but he can still contribute offensively, and he gets 100-plus hits every year. Kessel found the going tough in his first year with Arizona, and I'm not sure there's great reason to be optimistic about his bounce-back potential. Hangs over Kessel is that virtually everyone expects the end of his career to come suddenly, you know, given his work habits, and maybe that started last season. So he's 31 years old. He could have better percentages this year and be back on track, or you know, maybe this is how it's going. Granlund is a productive playmaker who has struggled in Nashville, but still signed there again as a free agent. But part of his struggles have been terrible percentages. It's easier to forecast a recovery for Granlund because, one, he's younger, and two, his shot generation is still okay. Toffoli is a strong two-way winger, 4-time 20-goal scorer, but he rarely gets the opportunity to pad his offensive stats on the power play. Yamamoto is a bit of a wild card. Great news is that he rides shotgun with Leon Draisaitl, but both were riding really high percentages last season, so there should be some regression coming. It's just a matter of how much. In Tier 8, we got Dustin Brown, Cam Atkinson, Craig Smith, Josh Bailey, Kevin LeBanc, Jordan Eberle, Brian Rust. This is a veteran crew. They all offer a little bit of something different. Brown is a veteran winger in his mid-30s, went through some lean years, but then kind of picked up again. And he scores enough to have value because he's an active hitter. So that kind of gives him an added boost for fantasy. Atkinson had a career year in 2018-2019 and can still generate shots, so the goals should follow. Smith was a great free agency addition for Boston, and a superb play-driving winger. Has scored 20 goals 5 times in his career, but he also might be a little bit better for real hockey than fantasy because his point totals are merely decent given his role in Nashville. Bailey's a veteran playmaking winger. His best offensive output has come in the past 4 seasons. LeBanc is a great sleeper candidate. I've been touting him in several places, even though his point total went from 56 2 years ago to 33 last season, but his shot rates, expected goal rates all went up last season. His percentages were just in the tank. So if his percentages flip, LeBanc could have a really big year. Eberle is fine, a veteran scoring winger who did bounce back last season after a down year in 2018-2019. Into Tier 9, we've got Pavel Buchnevich, Kasperi Kapanen, Jakob Silverberg, Victor Arvidsson, Filip Zadina, and Robert Thomas. A lot of young guys, some potential. Buchnevich is a solid complementary winger, had a career-high 46 points last season, but he seems highly dependent on who's centering his line. If all of a sudden the Rangers put Buchnevich on the third line, his fantasy value could fade quickly. The Penguins are going to give the speedy Kapanen a shot on Sidney Crosby's wing, and maybe it will work, and that would be great for him. Or maybe he'll end up on the third line. Silverberg is a solid veteran winger with limited upside. He'll generate some shots and score some goals, but you kind of have a ceiling on what you're going to get from Silverberg. Now, Arvidsson offers some bigger swings, higher ceiling, lower floor. And I think given his last season in Nashville, he's coming up from the lower floor. Zadina is a skilled young winger who could move up the Detroit depth chart if he can score. And he certainly has a track record of doing it, but we'll see if he can prove it this season. And Thomas has had a couple of solid seasons in St. Louis, but could take another step forward this year, maybe a little bit bigger role, especially with Vladimir Tarasenko out of the Blues lineup. Now we're heading down into riskier territory, Tier 10. Got Jake Virtanen, Tyler Johnson, Connor Brown, Connor Garland, Nino Niederreiter, and Denis Gurianov. Shotgun Jake had the best season of his career last season, and it was just 18 goals and 36 points. But there's a chance for him to win a role in Vancouver's top six this season. Tyler Johnson was shot by the Lightning in the offseason, but looks like he'll be their second-line right winger now. So, chance for him to establish some value. Brown has not missed a game in four seasons and had a career-high 43 points for the Senators last season. Garland has scored 35 goals in 115 career games, including 27 at even strength. He should be due a bigger role in his third season in Arizona. Niederreiter looked like a star when the Hurricanes acquired him from Minnesota. Finished 2018-2019 with 30 points in 36 games. Then he had 29 points in 67 games last season. So, which one is he? If he's the first one, the Hurricanes are going to be a real handful. Gurianov, he did produce in a limited role last season. His upside for this season seems to be dictated by how much ice time he will get in Dallas, because he seemed to be criminally underplayed last year. All right, we're moving into real dark horse territory in Tier 11. Andre Kasha, Martin Nečas, Wayne Simmonds, Josh Anderson, Dylan Cousins, Brett Connolly, and Alex Tuch. Kasha's a perpetual sleeper, scored 20 goals three seasons ago, had 11 in 30 games before having shoulder surgery the next season, 7 goals in 55 games last season while scoring on just 4.9% of his shots. There is a productive winger in there somewhere. Can the Bruins unlock it? Nečas has shown some skill, had 36 points in 64 games as a rookie. His upside really depends on how big his role can be in Carolina. Simmonds passed his prime at this point, and he may not score enough to maintain fantasy value. Since leaving Philadelphia, he has 28 points and 169 hits in 85 games. Anderson had a ridiculous 1 goal in 26 games for Columbus last season before needing shoulder surgery. He has some potential because he's due to have a significant role in Montreal. Cousins is a bit of a wild card, obviously, as a rookie. But worth late-round consideration. If he starts on Buffalo's top nine, who knows if he could move up as the season progresses. Connolly is a high-percentage shooter, 17.6% over the past four seasons, and he also doesn't have much power play action to pad those numbers. So he's a high-percentage finisher at evens, but doesn't get a chance to put up numbers on the power play. And Tuch collapsed last season after a career year in 2018-2019. He's big and really talented, but also seems kind of stuck as the Golden Knights' third-line right winger. So beyond Tier 11, a few other kind of deep sleepers, guys to consider: Zach Cassian, Kaapo Kakko, Owen Tippett, Jesse Puljujärvi, Jordan Kyrou. Cassian has appeal as long as he's on Connor McDavid's wing. The moment that stops, you can ditch him. Kakko had a terrible rookie season for the Rangers, but he also might get a chance to skate on Artemi Panarin's line this season. Tippett scored in the AHL last season and could challenge for a scoring role in Florida. Poyu Järvi played well in Finland. Could he possibly recover his NHL value? Could he knock Cassian out of the top-line role? Who knows? And Kyrou is a sleeper in St. Louis. Might start in a third-line role and could potentially move up if he shows he can score in the NHL. Anyway, that will do it for today. Continue tomorrow, more preseason prep. You can check out my position-by-position rankings at scottcullenhockey.substack.com. It's free to sign up. We're getting ready for a preseason update. I'm all over the place right now. You can check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. I've written fantasy hockey preview pieces in McKean's Hockey and Dauber Hockey. Plus, I'll be contributing again to The Athletic. By the time the season starts, you should have a pretty solid idea about my opinion on most players. Find my podcasts, subscribe, and rate them on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.